Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome to Super Talk Eagle Hour. Back on the air. Microphone not doing well, Kelly.
Doesn't sound like it.
Let me work on this. All right, Super Talk Eagle Hour still messing up. On the air, we're glad you're with us at any rate. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Andrew Rabbity. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Good show for you today. Natalie Poole and her softball ladies got a big win last night. We're going to be talking to her a little later. Also, we're going to have the play-by-play voice, Randy. No, I'm sorry. We're going to have the head coach, Randy Hood, head baseball coach at UNC Wilmington, this weekend's opponent for the Golden Eagles. But first, let's talk a little basketball from the Southern Bancorp studio. Golden Eagles season ended last night with a 78-64 loss to Georgia Southern. We were optimistic yesterday, I think is the word to use. Felt good about them winning the opening game. Was hoping they could put together a streak of two or three, but Andrew, it just wasn't meant to be.
No, and I think a lot of that has to do with Georgia Southern being a drastically different team than what they were earlier in the year when Southern Miss played them. I mean, I think they've now won, I think it's like six of their last eight or something like that. And, you know, strangely enough, both Georgia Southern teams have put out Southern Miss in the men and women's brackets. They're both playing Georgia State. Georgia Southern women are actually beating Georgia State right now. So you could have maybe two Cinderellas out of Georgia Southern right now, Kelly.
Well, if you were going to pick a dark horse at this, and look, mathematically, it's still nearly impossible to go as far as,
but it makes for a cool story.
And Georgia Southern would be a team, and I got asked yesterday by two or three different people around town, and I'll ask you this question. In the men's bracket, when it was so tight, especially at the top, you know, people, and the general consensus was most fans thought that James Madison was going to eventually win the men's tournament. I think Arkansas State will, even though Arkansas State has not played well down the final stretch. I think Arkansas State will win. Who do you think will win?
I like South Alabama. I think they're playing the best right now. But truthfully, this league is so garbage. I know everybody's like, it's a four-way tie for first. No, it's just because none of them are that great. They're all good teams, sure, but all I've been reaffirmed is that this is a one-bid league, and it's not going anywhere. And, you know, I think part of that has to do with, I mean, the conference teams, all of them have scheduled very poorly in the non-conference, maybe with the exception of Arkansas State since they got a Memphis game. But, yeah, you know, somebody asked Jay in the post-game press conference, what can this conference do? And he was saying, I think they need to take a page out of the Mountain West and require them to schedule harder. And the league will come with it, and it's paid off for the Mountain West.
I think if it were up to the NCAA and contracts weren't the way they were, the Sun Belt wouldn't even get one bid.
I think you're right.
With this particular field.
And you know what? I wouldn't hate that either, because I just don't see any of these teams making it past the first round of the NCAA tournament.
All right, so a disappointing year for basketball, and, you know, we've made no bones here about our support for Jay Ladner. Andrew, you cover the team closer than any of us. Is Coach Ladner going to be back?
You know, I haven't heard anything one way or the other. I think if news would have come, we would know it by now. Right. I think the decision would have been made as he would have been walking off the court. And going off of what happened with Will Hall, right? Will Hall was gone, and that was a Sunday. This is a working day. Will Hall was gone by Sunday morning. News had broke by Sunday afternoon. So I think he's safe. And I understand it one way or the other, had they moved on or if they keep him. But, you know, I think it's definitely a tough decision, but I think money-wise, it just doesn't make sense for them to do. He's got a $400,000 buyout left. You're paying a football coach. You got to do a football coach more money. You got to do a women's basketball coaching search. And also, I know fans aren't going to like this, but and I know Jay, if you look at his entire tenure as a whole, yeah, it's not been great, but his first 2 years were not really his fault. I've written it before. But the last 2 years were not terrible. This year, yeah, it falls on Jay, but I think he deserves to have a prove-it year next year.
You know the experts are fixing to light you up for saying
that's
that.
Fine.
Andrew,
I don't,
right?
That's I know what they pay me for,
yeah,
right?
I know you don't care.
But when he talked about buyouts, he talked about something he's written, something I have been preaching for a long time is the stupidity of these buyouts of any contracts. And not just Jay. This has nothing to do with Jay Ladner. It has to do with college athletics. Nobody should be paid when they're not doing what they were hired to do.
But then boosters would run freely way more than they already do. I think that's the purpose of the buyout. Let these guys do, men and women, do their jobs the way they should see fit.
No. It's against everything in a capitalistic society. I mean, if Bob Getty doesn't do his job, clean out your desk and go home.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just saying this is...
Hey, Bob, can I get a buyout too?
Exactly. I mean, there's no way you and I would get a buyout. Why do coaches, any of these coaches, think they're so special that they...
It's job security though, Kelly. I mean, like, I think we got to understand the amount of money, like in the grand scheme of life, and you know, somebody who makes his living off of writing about sports, it's silly how much money is in all of this, right? I mean, in the grand scheme, it's a game that they're, and this isn't any sport, but for them, it's the security. That's what it is. Like, if you know, you look at Jay Ladner's first year, right, when he takes over during sanctions, COVID.
No, I understand.
And you fire him.
I understand
right?
all that, but why are they special that they get job security? Nobody else in this country gets job security.
Well,
you know, it just.
Kelly's fixing the world's problems.
Nobody listens, though.
Kelly is running for governor. We haven't announced that yet, but that'll be.
And athletic directors will argue, well, you're never going to get a good coach.
Well, you know, they get buyouts, too.
You know, same thing.
Right.
I'm just
right.
saying, but they go, you'll never get a good coach if you don't have some kind of buyout. Oh, yes, I would.
Okay. All right, guys, let's move on. I want to talk about the baseball game before we get into other stuff. Eagles take it on the chin last night, 18-3. But before you go jump off the bridge, and I gather some are, five freshman pitchers last night. One pitcher out of seven that pitched last night pitched against TCU. They used eight pitchers against TCU. They used seven in one game last night. Five freshmen. I believe, guys, that Oz is still searching for a couple of more relief pitchers that he can count on down the stretch. Andrew, do you disagree with me? And I think last night was an example of him continuing that search. And you pointed out something that I don't think most fans realize. Two big, big losses on the pitching staff that are having an effect.
Yeah, so, I mean, losing Drake Meeks and Chase Adams, that's big for them, just experience-wise and pieces of the bullpen. I wish people could see Bob battling the microphone. It's quite
I'm
a sight.
I'm just beating the hell out of it if you really want to know
and
the
truth. And I'm shocked, too, because you got that at Radio Shack. You know, so there's nothing but top-quality stuff from Radio
Shack.
It
should have lasted this long, right?
But
20 years.
But getting back to it, yeah, no, that's what early season midweeks, that's what the purpose is. Now, yeah, is it concerning that the bullpen maybe has three reliable pieces out right now? Yeah, and you're only saving them for the weekends, which would be Graydon Harris, Kobe Allen, a little bit of Josh Ock. And, you know, Brooks Willoughby, I thought he's the one guy who pitched, and he probably got rung the most. I thought he pitched fine. His defense just wasn't there for him at that point, but it was already getting out of hand. I thought Camden Sundstrom was fine. He's been a pretty good piece for them, too. Chandler Best, it's obvious he's dealing with something. But I do think the guys who came on the back end for all the freshmen and Michael Fowler, who was a little disappointing for sure. He's their transfer from Tulane. It's a growing moment for a lot of those freshmen. I was surprised to see Ty Long pitch because I didn't think he was going to pitch ever at Southern Miss.
I'd heard he will be next year's shortstop. Hopefully.
He's got a chance to start there, but he barely pitched this spring. So I do think that that is a product of losing Chase Adams and Drake Meeks.
And it's so rare that the Golden Eagles get beat this bad. When was the last time, Andrew? And by coincidence, Andrew, when was the last time and to whom did they take such a severe loss?
Well, you know, I went to digging, and I will admit, if I missed one, it's possible. But the last time I saw them lose by 15 or more runs was back in 1997 against none other than Mississippi State.
It's life full of ironies, Kelly.
It is.
They say, you know, time is a flat circle, right?
And you said they took it on the chin. No, I think a little bit further south is where they took it.
But please, get off the bridge. Guys, get off the bridge.
But
don't give your life up just yet.
Let's not take away anything from Mississippi State.
No, they're a good baseball team.
You know, they went 1-3 last week against three top 25 teams. I would have argued they should have stayed in the rankings, honestly. And I think they could be back in it. Don't discredit Mississippi State. They could easily host when this is all said and done.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Eagles' RPI improved with that loss.
There you go.
Last night. I think they're up 8 points.
These things are much more complicated than I understand, really. Meanwhile, I'm going to beat this microphone. We'll be right back.
I wonder why Radio Shack went out of business.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Southern Bancorp Studio. See, beating this thing worked. Can you see that, Kelly?
It's a good thing it's not a child, Bob. You'd be in court right now.
That opening segment was sponsored, but you're just not right. But Dickie's Barbecue Pit, I've never beaten a child. I want to clarify that. Okay?
Well, not recently.
This segment is sponsored by Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street. I don't know if we're going to keep him. CampusBookMart.net.
No, I have a contract.
You don't have a buyout.
Where are you?
Coach, I'm sorry about this. Natalie Poole is on the show.
Listen, y'all got to straighten it out. I don't know what's going on over there.
Coach Natalie Poole, softball coach, Golden Eagles, with us on the show. Great win last night over a really good Southeastern Louisiana team, Coach. That had to make the girls feel good. And you ladies have played a really, really tough schedule, but I think you've been very competitive, and I think last night's an indication of just how good your team is becoming.
Honestly, like, I think that I've questioned all things after the schedule that we played. You know, like, it ended up being, of course, and I've spoke with you guys before, just more challenging than what we had hoped. We wanted it to be hard, but not quite what it turned out to be. But I do think that we've come out of it okay. We're starting to make a turn, and I do think that we've been in some very, very tough moments that are easy to go back and compare and then see how we can thrive in these moments. So I think that we've been able to kind of be put test to the test and see ourselves in and work on some things and get some things right. And I'm really proud of where we're headed right now.
Coach, you guys had a grand slam early in the game. I think it was the first inning yesterday. How does that change?
Yep.
How does that change the complexion going forward when a pitcher, when you spot your pitcher, you know, four runs like that?
Honestly, it does a lot for your pitcher. And the kid that hit the grand slam was the pitcher last night. And so I think it helps her in a big way, too. So, like, you know, for sure. But, you know, Southeastern, from what I understand, it may have been 8 years since this program has beat that team. And I don't know why. I don't know all the ins and outs. But when we took over, we were behind them. They were a more competitive team, a more mature team, and things like that. And so, honestly, like, it's been frustrating to lose to them for the last 2 years, and we've gotten closer. But so to kind of make a statement at the beginning of the game, the first inning, set a tone, protect our pitcher some by doing that and getting things going and then being able to eventually beat them says a lot about, I think, where we're headed, and it says a lot about what we're trying to flip here.
And before Andrew gets in here, Coach, I just got to tell you, last night I was at a local restaurant, and some of your players, some of your young ladies.
You can say it, Fuzzy's, they're a sponsor.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fuzzy's, yeah, Fuzzy's, which we always enjoy going to Fuzzy's. But a lot of your players came in there, and this was the men had just gotten beat. Right, in basketball, the baseball game had just finished up. Everybody was kind of down in the dumps, and in walk your young women with a 6-2 win. I announced it to the entire crowd at Fuzzy's, and you would have thought that your girls were the Kardashians, the way they were treated last night.
Hey, yeah. I love that.
Yes. And they were so – you could tell that they were so – they were getting pictures with everybody, selfies, and they just had a ball last night. It's amazing what winning can do, yeah?
It definitely can, and they were really proud of that, honestly. And we actually had a player on our team that played for that program, and I think that there was a lot of personal pieces. Two of their coaches now on their staff were players here at one time and left and went to play there. So I think that there was just some personal pieces, and I think the game just meant a lot. And we wanted to see ourselves do better against them and at this point in the season, too. And so it was a really good win. I'm really proud of them. I'm proud of who they brought to the field last night and the consistency that they played throughout the game.
And to give the listeners the numbers, it was Jana Lee who hits the grand slam. She also struck out a career high of 11 last night. She's been mostly solid for you guys this year. I want to ask you about kind of your pitching staff as a whole. There's been ups and downs, but it seems like you're starting to find the formula. What's it been like trying to piece it together with the pitching?
I think the hardest thing has been the competition that we've played because, like, I do imagine that we're going to be facing some really, really hard teams in the Sun Belt, as you guys know that. That was very reputable. But some of the teams that we have faced have been pretty stacked from top to bottom. And, you know, finding a hole in the lineup has been a real challenge. And so, you know, our pitchers have been sort of up against that. And so, you know, some have done a little bit better and lasted a little bit longer than others. And I'm starting to kind of see, like, who's kind of fought through those moments a little bit better. And I do think that some of the others who may not have been quite there, I do think that they have the potential to join and be a part of what we're going to do in the Sun Belt. And so my hope is, like, this weekend that I can get a few others some innings and things like that to support what has kind of shown a little bit more grit maybe at this point and found ways to find success a little bit at a higher level. So, yeah, I mean, we're evolving and figuring some things out and seeing kind of who's rising to the top a little bit there. So, and I'm hoping to kind of raise up the others who are a little bit behind that.
And then true freshman, Kayla Gardenia, I think I'm saying her last name correct.
Yep.
She's been dynamite for you guys.
She has. I literally have just like thrown her. Like, in fact, I spoke to her dad after one of the games, and he was like, "Man, I thought you were going to throw my kid against like Southern University. Like, I didn't know you were going to throw her against like LSU or, you know, Ole Miss," because she closed out our Ole Miss game that we ended up winning. Her and Jana comboed for that game, and I said, "Well, we in it," and she's doing a great job, and she has. She's grown a lot. We've kind of thrown her out there, and she's had to figure out, you know, heights of pitches, how to adjust, how to attack, and things things like that, and she's learned a lot in a real short period of time. And she also is leading our staff in strikeouts, and so like she knows how to miss some barrels and that kind of thing too. So that's been really awesome.
Gardein, you're really blossoming at this point.
Oh, stop it. Coach, I think he's been drinking today. You'll have to forgive
your
me.
Your next four or five game, Coach.
5 o'clock somewhere, I think.
That's right. I like the way she thinks. Your next five games, very winnable. Confidence means a lot in this league. You know, if you could go out and win four or five in a row, there's no telling what you guys could do.
I definitely think that now's a time to really kind of kick up that confidence level for sure as we kind of move into conference play starting next weekend. And so I'm excited about the games. We actually play one of those tournament games tonight because of possible weather this weekend, and we hope to kick off this tournament in a good way tonight.
Coach, we were talking earlier in the show about the Sun Belt Basketball League, and it's just really not that great. But that's really not the case with the Softball League. And of course, it starts with Louisiana, which has been a juggernaut in women's softball. I know they have a new coach. Are you expecting less from Louisiana, and what other schools in the Sun Belt will present the biggest challenge?
Yeah. The thing about Louisiana is they know how to win, and they have such a large culture of winning. I don't think they're going to be who they were in the years past, just because that team was kind of torn apart whenever their previous coach left. He took quite a few of their really good players, and one or two went a different path. And so they have a few that were really impactful with them that remained. And then so I do think, and they had some good kids coming in, so I do think they're going to be competitive. But I think it's going to be a little more level and equal ground with some of the other ones, like, you know, Texas State and South Al and Troy and JMU, some of those teams that have sort of been, you know, in the top half. And so clearly, like, the West has always kind of dominated a bit more, which is on the side that we play on. We play those every year, and that's always been a little bit more competitive than the East side. JMU's kind of held it down. Coastal's got off to a good start here this year as well. But this year, who we play on the East will be JMU, we'll play Georgia Southern, and we'll play App State. So those will be the three teams we play on the East, while we always play like South Al, Troy, ULM, Texas State, and UL. I think a lot of people feel like it's a little bit more up for grabs. I think you're going to see a lot of people really hungry to try to find their way to the top.
And that's a good thing, right? More teams with an opportunity.
I think it is. Right. Absolutely it is. And I think that, you know, it's good for our conference. I think it's good overall. And so, you know, people feel a little bit more hopeful about maybe trying to win a championship or raise up positioning and where they've been previously. And so, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as Sun Belt coaches have changed out, you know, they brought in coaches who've done good jobs in the programs and been raising the level up. You know, ULM took a little while to get going, but last year they had their best finish, I think, in the Sun Belt. And then the same goes with Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern, I think, has had their best finish. So I definitely think that it's pushed people to get better and find ways to make it better, and so it's helped elevate our conference.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on last night. We'll be checking in with you soon, and I hope you have a great week.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, Coach Natalie Poole, everybody. All right, I want to say real quickly a multitude of problems we're having that no one cares about but us. The sun fades have hit us this week, and they always come in the 1 o'clock hour. So when the station disappears, that's because of a sun fade, and you can pick that segment up on our podcast when it comes up. We have some transmitter problems. That's explaining some of the fuzziness people are reporting to us. And then there's this Radio Shack microphone.
And of course, as the sun fades go through that you just explained, nobody can hear you explain it because
it's over.
The sun fades.
We missed about 10 minutes of the show earlier because of a sun fade. There's another one tomorrow, and then thank God the sun moves on. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to catch up with our sponsors. I want to thank Campus Bookmart for sponsoring the second segment of the program. 4th Street Bar and Grill is the sponsor of this segment, and we appreciate all they do. They're right there in the shadow of the rock. Great place to have a deal. A meal tonight, great place to have lunch any day, as you know, and a great place to catch the next Southern Miss sporting event. Also, want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, we're really happy to have the head baseball coach of UNC Wilmington on the show with us. Randy Hoods brought his fine baseball program here to Hattiesburg for a weekend series against the Golden Eagles. Like Southern Miss, they are back-to-back conference champions, winning their conference tournament 2 years in a row, back-to-back regional team as well, 8 regionals since 2012. So an excellent baseball program is UNC Wilmington, headed up by the head coach, Randy Hood. And, Coach, we're glad to have you on the show. Welcome to Hattiesburg.
Appreciate it. We're actually on the road coming from Lafayette. Right now,
oh, okay.
Should be back in Hattiesburg in about an hour and a half, but I'm looking forward to getting there and having a good weekend of baseball.
All right, we know you played the Raging Cajuns last night. No strangers around here. That's one of our big baseball rivalries is Louisiana. Southern Miss had a rough night last night. I know you guys lost a one-run game. The Golden Eagles played really poorly last night, unusually poorly to lose a game like that.
Yeah, we checked the scores afterwards and saw that. That's very uncharacteristic of that program. So I know we're going to get the best of it this weekend. And, we were a little disappointed ourselves, whether you lose by 10 or 1, it's a loss. But looking forward to hopefully getting back out there today for practice, getting a little work in, and then getting ready for the weekend, because I know we're going to have a great challenge in front of us.
All right, Coach, we're researching your team. You guys pitch very well. Team ERA of 3.67. Is pitching the strength of this year's squad, Coach?
I'd say right now our starting pitching is, yeah. We've been really good on the mound for pretty much all our weekend starts, and minus a couple of our midweeks. But, you know, the guys that we ran out there in the weekend has given us a chance to get into the fifth, sixth, seventh inning each game, and kept us in ball games and have done a really good job. And obviously Zane Taylor's been excellent for us on Fridays, and then this weekend we got Connor Marshburn going on Saturday, and then a freshman Cam Bagwell on Sunday. But all of them have been really good and start to solidify our bullpen a little bit more. And that's kind of what these first 5 weekends of non-conference baseball is, from your midweeks and your conference series, to just try to figure things out. But you're also trying to build your resume, because we're basically playing a lot of really quality teams midweek and on the weekends. And anytime we can go out and play strong teams and hopefully win some games, it's going to help us at the back end of the season.
Coach Hood, when Southern Miss fans look at the schedules that when they come out early on, the usual suspects are there: Southeastern Louisiana, Tulane, teams like that, Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
But when Southern Miss fans looked and said, UNC Wilmington, now, how did UNC Wilmington? Because as long as we've been covering Southern Miss sports, we don't ever remember a Seahawk-Golden Eagle battle. How did that series come about?
Battle of the Birds, right?
Yeah.
We always are looking to try to go somewhere on one of our non-conference weekends. And most of these schedules are done a year or two in advance. And a year or so ago, when Coach Ostrander put it out that this weekend was open, I thought it'd be a great opportunity for us to take our team on the road to a program that has a rich tradition and history, a program that's consistently in the postseason, a program that has the same aspirations as we do to get to Omaha, and also an environment. I've never been here. I never have played a game in Hattiesburg, but I've heard a lot of great things about the ballpark and the stadium and the crowds and the fans. And I just think that's something that, as a program, we want to be involved in early, because that's the same type of facility and program that you're going to see in the postseason. So I always like to give our guys a an early look into the season, going on the road and facing that type of competition.
And it is kind of a strange phenomenon in college baseball where you can lose a baseball game but actually improve your RPI,
which happened last night,
which is what it's all about, right?
Yeah, our schedule right now is one of the probably top 20 in the country, and you know it's only going to keep improving playing teams like Southern Miss, and then our midweek next week's against North Carolina, and then we got Charlotte, and then East Carolina. So like, there's not any kind of let ups, but I know that this weekend's going to be a big challenge for us. I've seen the type of pitching Southern Miss has, and I know that, you know, they've always been very good offensively too. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know our guys are, and it'll be a challenge, but something that we're excited about.
Interesting what you said earlier about you use these games to get ready for the rest of the year. Southern Miss did that last night, pitching quite a number of kids. It probably won't be seen this weekend. And I'm assuming that your program is doing the same thing. You'll have your best kids available this weekend, and you use the weeknight games like last night against Louisiana to try to find out who can fill in those gaps, Coach?
Yeah, the three relievers we threw out there last night were guys that have been, you know, pitching a lot for us, because obviously we were in position to win a game, and anytime you can win a game on the road against a Sun Belt opponent, you're trying to add that onto your tally sheet. But yeah, those three guys have thrown a decent amount for us. So we're still trying to solidify our bullpen. There's some guys that didn't throw last night that have been guys that we've used a lot in heavy leverage situations, but we're also trying to add a few more that, you know, maybe got off to a little rough start those first couple weeks and try to get them into the mix. But sometimes it's hard when you're playing in close, tight games to maybe go and trust someone that hadn't done it yet. So, we'll see what moments we get at Southern Miss, and, hopefully we'll continue to get good starts. It gets us into the middle, late parts of the game where you don't have to use a ton of your bullpen.
Coach Hood, you've never finished any worse than second in your conference, and you are signed through 2028 with that extension. So what are you guys doing right as a staff and as a team?
Well, I just feel like, one, I've got a great staff. We've had a lot of continuity here. All of our staff members most of them have either have been Wilmington graduates that I either recruited or coached or I've known for a long time, and we've been able to kind of keep that continuity together. We have a philosophy here right now based on our scholarships and things like that, that we recruit the state of North Carolina really hard and try to emphasize development and playing time and winning a lot of baseball games, and then, you know, putting a lot of guys at the next level. Been fortunate enough to do all that. And sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way. But I feel if you work hard and put the work in and do things the right way, treat people the right way, good things will happen to you. And we fortunately have had a good program here over, you know, the past two decades. And it's our job in leadership positions now to just keep trying to carry that torch and keep doing things the way we've done it, and obviously adapt to the new style of college and things like that has kind of hit the landscape over the last several years.
Coach, college baseball is a much beloved sport here in the state of Mississippi, and as a D1 baseball coach yourself, you must be really happy to see the popularity of college baseball reach the level it has in recent years.
Yeah, it's so neat to see how it's exploded over the last 10, 15 years. And you see ESPN and all the different packages that ESPN provides and streaming networks. Pretty much you can find a game on any Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all across the country. And then the coverage that college baseball gets once you get into postseason is phenomenal. And, our state, North Carolina, is one of the top states in the country when it comes to college programs and, you know, kids that get drafted, whether it be high school or colleges. And, you know,
feel the same here in the Deep South with Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. Just a lot of really people that live and breathe college sports and college baseball in particular. And like I said, just have heard a lot of great things about Hattiesburg and the ballpark here and the program, and just excited to kind of experience that and get our club into that environment.
Well, Coach, we love good competition. We're excited about watching your kids play this weekend, and want to welcome you to Hattiesburg and tell you, Coach, after this weekend, we just hope you have a great season the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't wish anybody luck, but I wish you good health, and hopefully after we're done, we all have great seasons and we meet up somewhere at the back end in postseason.
There we go. Well, thanks for being on the show, Coach. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Y'all take care.
Coach Randy Hood, everybody. Head coach UNC Wilmington. No pushovers on this schedule, is there, Kelly?
Andrew Abbott, he said from day one, you better look out for the Seahawks.
He's worried about this series start of the year. There's no question. All right, we're going to wrap things up after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank baseball coach Randy Hood, head baseball coach UNC Wilmington, for joining us. Very nice of him to participate in the program as they make their way to Hattiesburg. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can get state-of-the-art baseball and softball training. Also want to thank our good friends at Mobay Beignet Company and Genesis of Hattiesburg for their sponsorship of our show. And of course, appreciate Pine Belt News lending Andrew Abbott to us every day, as he does. Andrew's actually on his way to the baseball stadium to catch an interview with Coach Oz, and we'll bring you some sound bites from that tomorrow, along with Jason Baker, play-by-play voice of Lady Eagle basketball, going to wrap up the season for us. Patrick McGee from the Times-Picayune, and as of today, we have newly retired basketball coach Joy Lee McNella scheduled for the show next Wednesday, so we certainly look forward to having her back. And Kelly, going to be odd to see anybody but Joy Lee McNella coaching Lady Eagle basketball.
And when you talk about replacements, I know everybody thought that it was a slam dunk, and Missy Bilderback might be in line for the job. You know, I don't know, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be, if you'll pardon the pun, a slam dunk that everybody thinks it is, because particularly when they talked about, you know, a nationwide search. But I would say that Missy Bilderback could compete in any nationwide search. But it's another big hire for it. The poor Jeremy McClain, it seems like since day one he got here.
Poor guy.
He's been trying to hire, you know, coaches.
Right.
And it just hasn't been very pleasant. Hopefully. And really, Bob, it's the state of the athletic department. It's rough right now. Like I told you last night, there was a palpable disappointment at Fuzzy's last night after the basketball team, the men had gotten drilled by Georgia Southern. The baseball team was getting hammered by Mississippi State. And it was just like Southern Miss fans were thinking, you know, the little word balloons above their heads.
Right.
Could it get any worse
than last night?
Yes, but then the softball team walked in and just brightened up, you know, the whole room. So things are not good right now in the athletic department as far as wins and losses go. And it's tough sometimes.
Let me throw a political question at you real quick. You watched those kids come in there last night, and as you know, I spent a long time coaching travel girls softball, so I know how hard those kids work, and you saw what that game meant to them last night. Isn't it just insanity to think that you should allow men to step in and compete against those young women?
I never thought it was a good idea to begin with.
No,
it's insanity. I just didn't understand, you know. But you know, if us quote-unquote old people say something, it's always, well,
right,
you don't know.
Right.
You know, times have changed. The world is different.
No, men are still men and women are still women.
Well, it is now, according to the president.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to mention this, and I don't want to let this slip by. MCS Home Center. Hank Lott, wonderful guy, huge supporter of Southern Miss Athletics. Beautiful building. You've been out there. Talk about it.
Yeah, well, you went to the soft opening on Thursday, right?
Right.
So you got the hot dogs and all that stuff. Right. I was showing up Saturday hoping to get hot dogs.
No?
No.
No hot dog?
No.
But it is a gorgeous place.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, plenty of parking, and there is, and plenty of people. You know, lots of these big box places, when you're looking for a home improvement store, you don't know who works there, who doesn't work there. If they can help you, if they're busy, man, people at MCS, there's about five employees for every person that was walking in that store.
You're right about that. I saw that when I was there.
And all of them, what can we do to help you? What are you looking for?
Right.
And they don't say it's on aisle four down on the left. They walk you to the spot and say
service, hometown service. That's a beautiful building. It's Highway 98 West, just outside of Bellevue, MCS Home Center. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kelly. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. But you're right. And any chance you get to shop local,
do it.
You know, absolutely. All right, women's golf, they finished third. Third place they finished after the tournament down in Puerto Rico. The final round, scheduled for three rounds, got rained out. But freshman Louise Kivers, she finished in a tie for fifth after finishing one under par over 36 holes. And my favorite golfer name ever on Southern Miss's women's team, Momoka Ando from Star Wars. I'm telling you.
She's not from Star Wars.
My right-wing fighter pilot, Momoka Ando. And Alma Betteray, they finished tied for 14th, while Taylor Tribble finished 28th. UNC Greensboro finished first, while Sunbelt team JDM,
Jamestown Madison.
Yes, they finished second. Lady Eagles finished tied with Boston College for third. Florida Gulf Coast then rounded out the top five. The Lady Eagle golf team will continue action on March 16th. They go from Puerto Rico, Bob, to the Gulf Shores Country Club.
They're the smartest athletes in college sports. There's little question about that. I don't think there's any question about that.
Yeah, let's see. I could go to Southern Miss and play in Puerto Rico, the Bahamas, you know, right. Gulf Shores.
Or I can go to Louisiana Monroe on a Tuesday night and play basketball.
Yeah, I think I'd rather go to the country club there. And,
with all due respect to Monroe, Louisiana.
Play a little golf. Not much, but just a little respect to Louisiana Monroe.
All right, that wraps it up today. Patrick McGee, Jason Baker, Oz on the show. Tomorrow, we hope you'll join us.
And I just got a text message. Your microphone has secured legal counsel, Bob.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.